Our weather changes arriving after midnight with showers and storms on the increase. More showers and storms are in the forecast this weekend into Monday, and then much cooler weather arrives by Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Those are your weather stories on this wonderful Wednesday morning. And good morning, my friends and followers. Welcome to Wednesday. We're waking up to a cloudy sky, very windy conditions, mild and muggy weather. Don't be surprised if you see a few showers around the area this morning through the afternoon, but again, some will be enough to wet the roadways. It will cause very slick conditions due to the oil buildup with the lack of rainfall over the past month. Precipitation totals will be light. Peaks of sunshine again will appear this afternoon, and highs will warm into the mid-80s. Those south winds still gusting to 35 miles per hour. Hold on to your hats. A cold front moving through the area while you're sleeping tonight will produce a thin line of showers and storms. Right now, the severity looks low, but one or two could become severe with gusty wind or hail. The tornado threat's never zero, but is very, very low. The worst of the system will be up into the South Plains and into northern Oklahoma. Rapid clearing tomorrow, breezy and cooler with afternoon highs in the low to mid-70s. Average high this time of the year is 73. Trick-or-treaters are going to enjoy a clear sky with temperatures falling through the 60s tomorrow evening. Our cold front will lift back to the north on Friday evening, producing some showers and storms with it. Definitely want to bring your rain gear to high school football games coming up here across much of the state, especially the northern half with increasing clouds. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s on Friday. A slow-moving upper-level disturbance will be digging into the desert southwest this weekend. Spokes of energy combined with deep surface moisture and warming afternoon temperatures will produce scattered showers and storms on Saturday. A few may be strong or even severe. We'll keep an eye on things for you. I think the next round of storms will hold off until late Sunday. A few of these storms may be strong to severe as well. I will monitor as usual and keep you posted. Highs this weekend will warm into the mid to upper 70s, near 70 if it's raining. Data is slowly coming together to kick this whole system out of the area late into Monday. From west to east, dry line will move through. It'll turn windy and drier with afternoon highs still in the 70s, but the cooler air won't arrive until sometime Tuesday into Wednesday with, again, windy conditions, low humidity, and beautiful fall weather. Some may not get out of the 60s for highs on Tuesday. Stay tuned. Have a great day today, and please enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.